saw the spot flooding across Inishowen this morning, particularly in Lixon Newton where the road was flooded. But I was receiving calls from Burnt Foot where the rivers had swollen up in the fields there. The Crana River near Elm Park, again, was very fast flowing. It was rising towards those homes. And people were phoning me absolutely petrified that they're going to lose their homes once again. And people are exacerbated that a year and a half after their homes were destroyed, they're washed away in the August 2017 floods, that flood protection measures are still in place. Now, It's great that in Burnt Foot and people have secured funding there, but there's still no start date for works. And in Buncrana, there's no indication at all of when works will take place. So people are very, very fearful. I don't think it's good enough that people are continuing to live in fear every time these floods arrive.
In recent weeks, this has been discussed at municipal district level in Carndonagh. It's been discussed at a monthly council meeting in Lifford. The word coming from the officials is, to coin an old phrase, there's a lot done, but there's more to do. It's not happening fast enough, in your view.
Not happening fast enough by any stretch of the imagination. The Donegal County Council are doing their bit and they're working where they can to address these measures. But really, we need the funding. We need to run down. We need diggers in. We need flood protection measures ASAP, because people are living in constant fear and they're getting very, very angry that nothing's been done in a year and a half when their homes were destroyed. So we need action immediately.
In terms of the planning situation, where are we? If the money is released by Kevin Boxer Moran, is the council, are others ready to move and to move now?
I've been assured at numerous meetings that the council is ready to move ASAP. I'll take them at their word on that. But like actions speak louder than words. People are living there, they're seeing water rising towards their homes, and they're worried that the water is going to destroy their homes once again. And I suppose no amount of platitudes will keep those people happy right now. This is a very serious situation and needs addressed ASAP.
One of the big discussions that took place recently in Lifford was the fact that there's some responsibility falling to the council, there's other responsibility falling to the OPW, and it was the view of some councillors that the OPW should effectively cede responsibility to this, to Donegal County Council, so the council can take the lead and just get in there and do what needs to be done. Would you agree with that?
I would, and at the last sitting at Donegal County Council, I moved a motion about the need for flood protection measures, and thankfully the Director of Service for Roads took on to invite all relevant statutory agencies, being the OPWs, in fisheries, all the agencies like that, put them around the table, everybody take on the responsibility to do and just get action, because all this to and fro and red tape and bureaucracy, it's helping no one, and as we've seen this morning, these people still live in fear, and that has to be addressed.
Thankfully, this morning hasn't had a lasting impact. Thankfully, what could have happened this morning didn't happen. Next time Inishowen mightn't be so lucky.
Thankfully, nothing happened, but if anything, it's a stark reminder. It's a warning that we still live in danger, and action has to get taken place. We can't just wait for these homes to be destroyed before taking action.